We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're talking about marijuana legal in Canada today, but it's still illegal here. Kelly Carr with Fiegel & Carr is joining us live this morning, sorting out what this means for you if you're traveling back and forth, planning to use marijuana. Kelly, there's a lot to know here. What if you do plan to go to Canada, use marijuana, and then come back over the bridge?
Well, I think this is definitely an interesting topic, especially today. And I think it's particularly important for your Canadian listeners because they are the ones that are going to be subject to U.S. immigration law trying to come over the border. So one of the first important things to remember is that U.S. immigration law is not changing as a result of the Canadian Cannabis Act. And there are actually several different grounds of inadmissibility or reasons that a foreign national like a Canadian can be denied entry into the U.S. And one of those grounds is actually based on drug use. So while smoking marijuana in Canada may be legal now, if a CBP officer believes that an individual uses that drug, it's possible that they could be denied entry on medical grounds as a drug abuser or addict.
Do you foresee people at the border being maybe a little tougher in asking those questions, whether it be to Americans or Canadians heading into the U.S.?
It's possible. Realistically, I don't think CBP is going to be asking every single person about drug use. But I think the chances are going to be higher if there's other factors involved, such as the smell of marijuana or a possible drug detection.
What questions could CBP ask you at the bridge now that, cannabis is legal?
Sure. It would depend on the scenario, but I think if they have reason to believe, if they do smell that marijuana or there's a drug detection or have some reason to ask you about drug use, that could be a question that is asked. Go ahead.
It seems like one of the big comments that we're getting, somebody tweeted this to us not too long ago, that maybe the most dangerous thing about cannabis is being caught with it and transporting it. Is that true when you're talking about transport between the U.S. and Canada?
Absolutely. So in Canada, where this is legal now, in the U.S., you cannot enter the U.S. with the drug. So under U.S. federal law, it is illegal to possess the drug, transport, cultivate, sell, anything like that. So, if you're going to be participating in these activities in Canada, leave it in Canada.
What happens if you're caught with it?
If you're a Canadian citizen and you're coming across the border and you have those drugs on you, you're probably going to have a whole host of issues. The first being that you are in possession of that drug, potentially criminal issues. And then from an immigration side, dealing with the inadmissibility that would go along with that. So possible violation of a U.S. criminal code, as well as potential questions regarding use. And additional grounds of inadmissibility on that as well.
What if you're a U.S. citizen and you're caught with it?
If you're a U.S. citizen and you have it on you, I think you're just going to be looking at potential criminal issues. So from an immigration perspective, a U.S. citizen cannot be denied entry into the country. But criminally-wise, they could be looking at some things as well.
Now, so much focus on heading into the U.S. where it's still illegal, but what about going into Canada? Is there anything new that we need to know? Might people heading into Canada who are U.S. citizens face questions like, why exactly are you here, maybe even especially today?
They may as well, and my venture on that point would be if whatever it is that they're doing is legal now, that it should not be an issue crossing into Canada.
All right, Kelly, we appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining us this morning and helping us sort through this. It's kind of a historic day for Canada, but a lot to know for both Canadian and American citizens if you're crossing the border. That's Kelly Carr with Fiegel and Carr.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.